Time to find out what's happening in Vermilion with Main Street Vermilion's Mary Lou Susko. The Vermilion Restaurant Week is in full swing. What are we eating on Tuesday, Mary Lou? What's gonna be our meal today? Any idea?
Oh boy, it's so many choices. Let me tell you what I ate over the weekend, because I'm really going to try to hit every single. This is not a good week for a diet. I'm trying to hit every single restaurant. So I had a gyro at Martino's. He's got a special on those, and those are so good. And yesterday I had a really nice lunch at Soda Grill, and Brummer's, our chocolate shop, is actually part of Restaurant Week, and they have a fine wine section. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they have three beautiful wines that are on special for Restaurant Week, so I bought all three.
So, Mary Lou, how many stops will you be making this week?
There will be a total of 16, so they range from fine dining like Chez Francois and Wine Vault. Wine Vault has a sangria special, and with the weather coming up, I just heard the forecast, it's going to be beautiful to sit on the patio, maybe have some of their special sangrias. And there's 16, so it's fine dining, and it ranges all the way to Rudy's, which is the local hangout. They have great burgers. They have a special on tacos this week that sound delicious. So many different places. Two last-minute add-ons. Pence, Lake Erie Lanes, has a grizzly burger that sounds terrific. And the other one is Darby Creek over at Vermilion Country Club. They have a prime rib sandwich that looks delicious as well. So many different choices. If you go to our website, the web page for our restaurant week is mainstreetvermilion.org, 44089-DINE, and all of the restaurants are listed there, all of their specials, all the links to the restaurants, so you can get the full menu. There's a summary of hours there. It's really going to be a great week. The weather's going to be terrific as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just dine-in, it's carry-out, too. Some people are not ready to go back into restaurants yet, and we understand that. Carry-out business is a big thing for these restaurants. And, this week, if you don't feel like cooking, carry-out's a great way to go.
Yeah, you'd like to see people come and hang out in Vermilion, right? This is what you kind of missed over the last year.
Oh, absolutely. And, with the weather breaking like it is for this week, we see a lot of people coming because the lake is still our biggest draw. And, we encourage you, stick around and come for lunch. There's all kinds of places downtown. This is not just downtown. This is on our east side of town as well. So to the west. So coming or going, you can find a place, or as you're strolling around downtown.
Yeah, I know. I see. Yeah, you have like Smoke and Joe's on there too, which is a little off from there as well. But a lot of different choices for people to come through. I didn't realize there were that many restaurants. There's certain parts of when you kind of come through Vermilion and Liberty and you see the different ones in the town. But
yeah,
it's a good chance to.
That's
explore.
Only half.
Wow.
Only half joined us for restaurant. Like, let me tell you a real quick little story about Smoke and Joe's. When I was working on putting Restaurant Week all together, all I could think about was food, because that's all we were talking about. So one day I had to go out to Smoke and Joe's to pick something up. I came back with a pulled pork sandwich, and driving back down 60, it was like, you have that moment when McDonald's French fries are in your car and they're fresh and you can't wait till you get home to eat them. I actually pulled off into the Holiday Inn parking lot and started nibbling at that sandwich because it was that good.
Oh, so that was you in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn eating a pulled pork sandwich.
Yes, it was great.
Right, the question becomes that when you pull into the office later on, does anybody go, a little barbecue sauce there? Is that?
Yeah.
You got to be careful eating, barbecue sauce in a vehicle is kind of tough sometimes. But a lot of great food in the area. And of course, we encourage people to come out. This is sort of the week. It started Sunday, runs through the 27th. Again, go to the site. That's where you can see what different things there. They have, I guess there's specials then tied into some of the things on the restaurant week, right?
Everybody has a special for the week. So unlike maybe a restaurant week you'll see in a big town where they have a prefix menu, every restaurant offers, like a three-course meal, $30. In Vermilion, we have so much variety. There's all kinds of different price points and different menu items and foods for different tastes. So we just let the restaurants decide what it was that they wanted to highlight, and they all came up with something really wonderful. Blind Perch has walleye bites. Susie's Cafe has a woolly bear burger, and we think we're going to be having a woolly bear this year, so be a good way to celebrate the return of that. And if you go a little further into town, Woodstock, which is a place, a cafe and bistro that a lot of people go to, they have a new deli case in there with really great meats and cheeses, and they're offering a special if you buy something from their deli case. So there's just a little something for absolutely everybody.
Well, that's great. I know this is planned into sort of the start. Any other things in the future you're looking towards to bring people down for Main Street Vermilion? You know, that's kind of your role down there, is to kind of draw attention to the area.
Yeah, actually, we kind of did a summary yesterday of all of the events that we're trying to bring back. And, of course, we're looking at these with a very careful eye because we want them to be fun and successful, but we also want them to be safe. So we're looking at all of the guidelines out there, and we're creating a lot of events between the Chamber, Main Street, and our friends of Harbortown have some events as well. We're looking at bringing back a lot of events that people have loved in the past. Our Driftwood Art Contest will be the first to launch in July. So we'll have a lot of time behind us by then. But get out there and collect your driftwood. Chalk It Up will be back. Shake, Rattle, and Stroll, our skeleton contest, will be back. We are looking for a return for Fish Festival and, as I mentioned, Woolly Bear. So we have a lot of different things. And Third Thursday, we are going to be bringing Third Thursday back. So if you go again to the Main Street website, mainstreetvermilion.org, there's a link to information on all of those events so you can keep up to date. Or follow our Facebook page. That really will, Facebook and Instagram, will keep you up to date.
Yeah, mainstreetvermilion.org, the site again to look for that up. And I know there's a lot of musicians that want to show up in Vermilion this summertime too. So
oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, wait for that. And when do you see the first sailboat? Is that sort of a first sign that you know everything is back?
Actually, there have been boats on the lake already. Every day we see somebody is on the lake. They're not fishing yet. Right. The water's still just a little too cold, but they're waiting for that water to just warm up just enough to get some walleye fishing in. So they are out there already. The docks are in a lot of the marinas, so they've taken advantage of some of this good weather, and we're ready. We're ready this year earlier than any other year. We are anxious to just get back to what feels a little more familiar.
Absolutely. Well, this is a good way to kick it off with Vermilion Restaurant Week, again, going on March 21st through the 27th. You can go to mainstreetvermilion.org, and you can look on the events and find out the things that are going on for this week and find a good place to eat. And Craig, you can get chocolate and wine go very well together. I've been learning about this too. So you can make one. Either you have wine and an excuse to eat some chocolate, or you get some chocolate as an excuse to get some wine to pair with it too.
Okay. Hey, Bruce, one more thing. I meant, we have a lot of gift cards to give away as prizes. But when you're here enjoying your meal, or when you're enjoying your carryout at home, take a picture, tag the restaurant, add hashtag 44089dine, and we're going to pick the best food photos.
Right.
And award some. We have a lot of gift cards from every restaurant.
Just to make your return customer to come back and try what you had to turn down the first time because you got something just as good. Mary Lou, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all the good news of what's happening in Vermilion today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for paying attention to Vermilion. We really appreciate it. And be sure to come down for Restaurant Week. And if not, we'll see you this summer.
Sounds good. Great. Very much for joining us today. Mary Lou Susco joining us from Main Street Vermilion with all the good information taking place.